were cordially invited to a night at the opera.
Started reading this book, and there are sections in it that give instructions to a person who is dead.
I'm especially not afraid to die.
Fingernail scrapings from each finger.
Fine. What about blood samples?
Right, blood samples as well.
Delta Green Killing Field. Hello, welcome to Delta Green Killing Field. This is Extremophilia Session 2. In the last session, the agents were investigating a mysterious death in Montana of a deputy. They have uncovered a lot of troubling information about a mysterious fungal infection that seems to be spreading, connecting to a bio research company called the Benthic Company. Baz, playing U.S. Marshal James Gideon, is at the apartment of a researcher for the company, Brent McCaslin. McCaslin is missing, but James Gideon has experienced some missing time. And then our two EPA agents, Sam Stevens and Daniel LeBeau, have just left the Benthic Company offices with a hard drive owned by McCaslin using a falsified search warrant. If you want to get all the details of the first session, obviously listen to episode 1 of Extremophilia. So we will dive into it, beginning actually with our EPA agents. As they are on the road leaving, they have just got off the phone with James Gideon. James Gideon has told them about the missing time that the tape known, labeled the Star People, is missing from his possession. And he's experienced missing time. Who is driving in the EPA agent car?
I figured I'd be driving.
Okay. So Daniel, we'll just say for the sake of convenience, your phone rings.
Does the caller ID say anyone in particular? Do I recognize the number?
It is the closest EPA field office.
Okay. This is LeBeau.
Daniel LeBeau, you're with the EPA. You're a regional office specialist, correct?
Yes.
I am also with the EPA. My name is Jenna Gaylor. I am working the same case as you are, I think. I was looking into Deputy Jacob's mysterious death, and last night I heard I received calls from the sheriff about a shooting that the EPA was involved in or were witnesses to. I'm not sure about the details, but he had a lot of questions about you, and I've never heard of you. Yeah, we should talk. Where are you?
I'm currently on the road, in between locations. Where are you currently?
I'm at my office in town.
Okay. Where exactly is that? I assume you just give me an address or whatever.
Yeah. It's the EPA office. You would normally check in with them before conducting an investigation. But obviously, at least by EPA protocols. But
okay, yeah. So it's an actual like official EPA facility, not just a like. Okay. All right. Okay. We have some leads that we're following up on, but I will meet you there later this afternoon.
I mean, this is a serious incident. This is obviously. Yeah, we really need to talk. I contacted your supervisor, but he said he could not talk about your current assignment. And it seemed like he didn't know what it was. What's going on? What do you know? Do you know how he got these heavy metals in his system? What happened at that house?
As of now, we are still investigating the cause of the heavy metal infections. We had proceeded to the home of Deputy Jacobs with a local sergeant from the sheriff's office as our go-between him and his wife. There was an altercation between the sergeant and the Jacobs' widow. Apparently, there was an extramarital affair. It turned violent, unfortunately, and that was the aforementioned shooting that you were informed about. We just happened to be there on the scene as it got ugly, unfortunately.
Well, look, we need, if we're going to, like, get anything and try and, you know, get this investigation anywhere, we need cooperation with the local authorities. And this is really bad. We really need to talk about this. So, yeah, you need to get here as soon as possible so we can discuss this and plan out a strategy to deal with this.
All right. I will proceed. Yeah, I shall proceed to the office.
Okay. So she hangs up.
All right, Stevens, we know what the other EPA is now up to, and apparently they want to talk to me / us about our plan of attack, as it were, on how we're going to handle this infection. Do you want to drop me off there and you can investigate the hard drive?
I get the feeling that they probably won't let us both leave if we show up there, so I mean, we can try that. I think that probably either the best plan of attack is to just ignore it, or if we go there, we need to go in with a game plan of basically saying our investigation was initially started separate from yours. It was confidential.
We were called in for the potential bioterrorism aspect of it, and we're primarily dealing with the infection and such, which is why it was so hush-hush.
So my way of wording this would basically be that we were called in prior. We have been working on a case against the Benthic Corporation prior to all of this. This thing with Jacobs happened, and we were here already investigating part of that, and basically it's one hand not talking to the other.
Yep, we were building a case. This was corporate matters or corporate investigation, I guess.
I think this might be the best way. If we're going to talk to the local office about it, then that is probably the best way to do it.
You talk about that, and you start heading into town. So to drop off Daniel at the EPA office. Helena, by the way, is the state capital of Montana. So, yeah, of course, they would have some offices of federal agencies there. Meanwhile, James Gideon. You have realized you were missing. You don't know what happened for the last hour. The tape is gone. You found some notes in McCaslin's apartment, aside from the things we talked about in the last session. You could rendezvous with Sam Stevens and research the notes and the hard drive if you want, or you can do something else. What do you want to do? The undersheriff and a crime scene tech are there with you. The undersheriff is Jason Pullman. The crime scene tech is Chad Kenyon. They both seem to be experiencing missing time and are not sure how to process that. You don't need to make a human roll to realize that.
By the end of the last session, I told them to go home and isolate.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Until we could come up with a further plan of action for them.
Yeah, they seem to be quite alarmed by that, but yes.
And tell their loved ones or spouses to go get a hotel or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, hold on. Need to make some sense. Okay. They both leave. What do you want to do?
Sam, I call Sam. I'm like, Sam.
This is Stevens.
Sam, it's James.
We
gotta go through this stuff.
Okay.
We gotta make this house look right. Make it look good. Like, we gotta make it look. This doesn't look good here. It's bad. Things are very bad.
Okay. LeBeau got a call from the local EPA office about our presence here. So I'm dropping him off to handle that, and I'll be right over.
Yeah. Hurry.
Okay.
Stevens, you drop off Daniel, and then head over to McCaslin's condo. So all together, that takes about an hour. So Daniel, you go into the EPA office. You find Jenna Gaylor there. You know, she's 40-ish, very professional looking, very concerned. You know, at least that's how she looks. She takes you into a meeting room. It's a pretty obvious that to you, actually, you can give me a human roll.
Oh, wonderful. This is... Oh, no, that's an 11 out of 10. It's a fumble.
Okay. So she doesn't know what she's doing. She is in over her head. She's assigned to Montana. Obviously, this is not where they're sending the EPA, sending their best and brightest. You can... don't have to take her seriously is sort of your impression, but I mean, obviously you can act however you want. So, but yeah, she's going over the details of the stuff. She wants a statement. She wants you to explain what happened. And, what she says is that, you know, she wants to make sure that if benthic is dirty and polluting the environment, then we need to build a case against them and we need to work together. So you need to share your files. If you have the separate investigation, and I'll share what I have and we can go after it. And then we can get the local, there's a Montana Department of Environmental Quality. And so they have their own state agency. And so she often works with this woman, Gabby. And, mm-hmm. Gabby, she says is, you know, she's a local and she wants to protect Montana, but she also likes business. If we can convince Gabby that this is hurting the people, then she's not that in the tank for business to like go after. So we can get Gabby on her side. We can get local state, you know, local judges to sign off on search warrants. We can really, you know, shut this down. So she's appealing to your better senses. Your idealism to try and do the right thing and let's shut benthic down together. We can do it. She's being very idealistic. At least that's right. her rhetoric. Right. So yeah.
Okay. So I'm sticking with the story that Stevens and I came up with about how we are a separate task force who was here before the death of Deputy Jacobs, investigating benthic for suspected EPA violations, and the reason why she did not, or my direct supervisor could not inform upon her the nature of my job was based off of it's a different department of the EPA. I'm corporate, you know, malfeasance department or something. An investigation squad or something like that. Basically just kind of like bullshitting her with law on how it's like completely on the up and up. Why, you know, you didn't have access to know about what I was doing because it's an ongoing investigation.
Okay. So if you want to basically, you could either use law, bureaucracy, or persuasion, to try and placate her.
I'm going to try to use law.
Okay.
On this, then that's a failure.
Okay. Yeah. So you realize you're on shaky ground. You don't have anything to back up your claims.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't, and she see, and you're not able to make your argument. Like you doesn't take a human check to realize she doesn't buy your arguments. She doesn't buy any of this.
I kind of back up my failure with being like, look, like benthic has been extremely uncooperative. They've been stonewalling our investigations at every turn. We may have a possible lead or some developments, but I don't want to reveal them yet because we actually have not had time to actually investigate them. We had just left the facility.
You just left the facility?
Yes, we were turned away, but we, you know, had a, you know, try to get a face to face.
Well, now you tip them off, they're gonna like move all their. They could shut down and move everything. Like as far as I can tell, they're. I mean, if they have the resources to build a big lab like that outside of town, like they probably have international financing. They can probably just move and hide everything. Like this is a real. Like you really need to share everything you have so we can get a search warrant in, like tonight.
Right. Yeah. We definitely will share any information that I have. Obviously, I don't have it. I don't have these files on me, you know, but I will.
What's the gist? What's the summary? Like, did you look at the bodies? Like, what's wrong with him? Like, what caused this? Like what's it coming from?
Let's see. I failed all those checks for investigating the bodies, so I can't really back up, provide a good logical explanation for what there was. So I feed her the kind of boilerplate, like heavy metals, cadmium, zinc.
Yeah, I know that. I've read the coroner report, too. But like, you know, you have another agent with you, right? Like, was he a forensic expert? Like what's going on? You're not giving me anything. No,
I don't really have anything to give her right now. Mm-hmm. So,
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to storm out of there. You're like, look, okay. I don't have time for this bureaucratic nonsense and go around. If I know I'm stepping on your toes, believe me, I don't want to be here in Montana in fucking March. You know, I'm getting back to doing my job and you're here wasting time. And if I'm here, if you think that Benthic has the means to hide all hide what they have or supposedly may have, then, you know, why are you wasting my time here questioning me about it? Let me do my goddamn job.
Okay.
And I storm out of the building in an attempt to leave.
All right. Yeah, she can't stop you. I mean, you know, you can just leave. So, and you can Uber somewhere. So, meanwhile, Sam, you get to the apartment. Or, like, James, where do you meet him? Outside the apartment? Or the condo, sorry. James, do you wait outside the condo, or are you just going to wait for Sam to show up at the door?
I'm outside the condo. I'm not going back in there.
Okay. All right, so you meet in the hallway outside the condo. Sam, you can tell that James looks very worried. Don't have to make a check for that.
Yeah,
shaken.
So what's going on? Are you all right? Looking a little.
Yeah, I like lost a couple hours of time in there. Don't remember any of it. And the cassette tape with the star song, star people music, whatever. That's gone. And
you lost it?
No, it was. It was taken, and
by who?
The person, the McCaslin, and he left a note in there mentioning me by name, and yeah, things are bad.
Jesus Christ!
So I imagine he's heading to Ghost Mountain or whatever.
Okay. LeBeau and I managed to get a little information from Benthic Company. We're going to go over that now, see if there's anything we can pull out of McCaslin's files. Yeah, that's the only thing I've really got to go on right now, other than us going to the Devil's Tower.
Yeah, did you bring gasoline?
No.
We're going to have to burn this house down.
It's not a house, it's a condo.
We're going to have to burn this condo down.
You have those thermite grenades.
Yeah, that'll work. I wonder if it's gas.
Look, let's hold off on burning down an entire, like, condominium until we can at least get a handle on where he's going.
You're right. We'll probably need more than one thermite grenade.
Yep. I text you guys saying that I am at a diner across the street from the EPA office, and please,
you're having your meeting right now, so we're sort of.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So
no worries. Yeah, I'll let you know when you're all synced up again.
I guess I'll use the bureaucracy to go through.
Well, are you cleaning up? Are you trying to clean the apartment for, condo first, or are you going to leave?
What do we need to clean? Like,
you're trained like in like biohazardous like treatment. You don't have to make a skill roll. It's like, do you spend the time? Like, you have a hazmat suit, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can get there's bleach and garbage bags and like you could there, like it's not you put on the hazmat suit, you can go and you can see like the garbage is infected clearly. There's some waste in there, some fungal growths, but then, and there's a couple other spots, but it's not like fully infected. So at least as far as you can tell, but through visual examination. So you could bleach that stuff, wrap it up, put it in multiple garbage bags, and take it somewhere to burn it later, like you did with the bodies. But you don't know if that, you know, you really like need a deep cleaning, like professional cleaner spending all day to really scour the place to be 100% sure. But I mean, it's better than nothing. But or yeah, you could just burn it down. Like obviously that'll get rid of everything, but it's a condominium, you know. There's probably, you know, dozens of people in the building at any given time.
Sometimes you have to break a dozen eggs to make a save the country omelet.
James, you do know there are security cameras and stuff like that, and you know, yeah.
Just clean as best as you can. I'm not going back in there though.
Okay, so that'll take time. Yeah. You don't have to make any rolls, and you don't have to make any sand checks because, you know, just cleaning. The main thing is, like, once you wrap it up, like, are you just walking it all the way out into the car?
So, well, I mean, I don't see how this is getting us anywhere other than potentially containing the vector. Is there anything I can do to, like, try and see what this stuff is, like, as I'm cleaning, like, try and get some sort of handle on the situation?
Yeah, you have biology and chemistry. You're guessing, like, when you're looking at it, cleaning it up, this is, like, fungal-infected, like, vomit. Like, this stuff came out of his gut. He was trying to get rid of it. It's mostly in the garbage cans and the toilet.
And, I mean, does it seem alike to the situation at the Jacobs household?
Yeah, like, the Jacobs household is, like, what this... Christina was there longer and, you know, had longer to infect the area, her house. This McCaslin obviously wasn't here as long. And so this is like an earlier progression of the same kind of, it seems like anyone who's infected just contaminates the air, you know, the area with their, you know, bodily fluids and whatnot. Okay. So that's what you can figure out. So that takes about, to wrap up the sources that you find, doing a quick clean, you know, about the time equal for Daniel to talk to Jenna Gaylor. So that takes you like, you know, about an hour and a half altogether. So it's about 4:30-ish. And I know it's actually closer to 5. So it's about 5 o'clock. When you're done, you have the bags. Do you want to throw them in the garbage, the dumpster in the condo, or do you want to take them with you?
I figure we'll take them with us.
Okay. And you've already doused it with all this stuff with bleach. So hopefully that sort of like neutralizes it. So you have these bags sloshing around with like, you know, bleach and stuff. Yeah. That's when, Daniel, you get out, you're at the diner, near the condo, and you can all, rendezvous with each other. So yeah, now you're all synced up. And James, you've started reading the notes. So you haven't fully gotten through this stuff, but you do find notes referencing the Oakland pit and a sample placed in the Oakland pit. That is something that grabs your attention. So you don't know the details yet, but you do. It seems the Benthic company, which also you saw a photo of McCaslin in an underwater hazmat suit at a place that looks like the Oakland pit. In fact, one of the local cops said it was the Oakland pit. So it looks like they placed some kind of biological sample inside the waters of the pit. So you can continue. So now at this point, you don't know all the details yet, but between the hard drive and the notes, you could spend time to learn more about this. But so at this point, Daniel, you've messaged them. You have the bags. You could go back to your hotel and just read stuff or meet at the diner and have a nice dinner as you're talking about your plans.
Oh, I'm waiting for the EP agent to leave.
Okay. Yeah, so, Sam, you're done cleaning up, and you douse your suit with bleach, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess our next place to take a look at is this Oakland pit.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be... He was there you know, similar metal makeup from what we know, copper, cadmium, sulfur, that kind of thing. Used to be an open air copper mine, super fun site now. So we can head out there and take a look. I don't see where else we can really go unless you got other ideas there, Gideon.
He has the tape. He has plans for it. I don't know what they are. We have to stop him.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be real difficult to track down one guy making his way towards the Devil's Tower, if that's even the right spot. Like,
what if we're there waiting for him?
I mean, okay, we can drive out there. We can see about if we can get a flight. That's like,
look, you didn't lose an hour or two of time. That's never happened to me before. Has it ever happened to you?
Not that I can remember, but then again, like,
it's a little disconcerting that I was within my full faculties and then came to with my shit being stolen from me with a note directly referencing me with my name on it. He wrote my name on the note. I've never met this person before. I didn't know who the fuck this person was until a few days ago.
Okay, like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. We have two options. We can go to the Devil's Tower and wait for this guy. If, you know, we even manage to beat him there. Or we can go to the Oakland Pit. Let me get in contact with LeBeau. And,
well, LeBeau's here. Like, you're all talking to each other.
Yeah. We're eating our diner food.
I'm not eating shit. I'm not eating ever again.
What do you want to do? Do I want to get in contact with Kincaid and see what he has to say about this, or what?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably our best option at this point.
Okay.
We need to see if Kincaid can run bureaucratic interference against the local EPA, or other things will have to be dealt with in other methods, because they'll start asking more questions.
Yes, they'll be asking questions. We shoot up the line to Kincaid, see if he can and do anything. Feed him the stuff that we told the locals. See if he can work with that. Does that sound good to you two?
Works for me.
About the best we have.
Okay. So what is your next step? Contact him.
See if we can contact Kincaid.
Okay.
I assume like during around this time. Our local EPA representative, Miss Gaylor, has left the office. Do I have the make and model of her car?
I mean, you left.
Intentionally picked the spot so I could see.
Oh, okay. You're staking building. It out. Okay, yeah. If you're staking it out, sorry. I thought you were near the condo, but yeah, you can.
No. Okay. I am within viewing distance of the EPA facility.
Yeah, you see her car. Okay. Yeah, you get her all car. Right. Yeah.
All right. Info. Good. Okay. I let her leave.
I guess I'll call Kincaid. Okay.
Yes.
We need you to run some interference with the local EPA office.
Okay. Yeah, I will do what I can. I don't think you have to. Okay. Yes, I can do that. I will. Okay. You will not have to.
We've already had to encounter them once already. We fed them some line about us being on a parallel pre-existing investigation into the Benton company. That's basically the long and short of it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
We've also got a lead on a Brent McCaslin. He seems to be one of our primary vectors here. He's worked for Benthic Company, but now he is MIA.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe he is heading to the Devil's Tower in South Dakota.
Wyoming.
Okay. You can request an APB out on him. That would alert federal and state officials about him. I think Gideon can do that.
All right, I'll pass that on. He also managed to get some information that we think might be pertinent. There's a lot of references to star people. That there's some information in the green box that apparently McCaslin was privy to. He had some sort of knowledge of it.
Okay.
And managed to get his hands on it from Gideon. Gideon's missing time, like an hour.
Okay. Can you check to see if Gideon, have you figured out, have you found a way to identify potential infections?
It really seems to be a contact, a skin contact with the material, especially if it's a vomit.
Okay. Well,
that seems to be our only real known method of.
Do you have a test that would work?
Well, I did the lab test on the three of us after we left the house, and none of us were infected. Okay. So yeah. We were all wearing.
Repeat that test on Gideon.
Yeah, that's. Yep. Please spit into this tube.
Are there any other potential vectors?
The only other thing is.
Yes. The coroner.
Where's the coroner?
In the
coroner's. The coroner's homesick after performing the autopsy on the deputy.
Okay, find out where. Find check on him.
That also, yep.
The undersheriff and the forensics tech that came along with me into the condominium.
Okay, check on them. Perform the tests on them.
We also have a potential source with the Oakland Pit. We need to check this out, but both McCaslin and the materials found in Jacob's body match up with materials in the Oakland Pit. So,
okay, check on Hosley. Perform the tests on all of them, and analyze any materials you have. Make sure you get all the information you can out of that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I will do what I can, but. You need to, the APB should help identify McCaslin, but you have a lot of other, you need to neutralize the spread of the vector first locally.
Right.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah. So Kincaid, okay. So what do you want to do first?
Let's get well, put out the APB.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure in the APB it's included that should be treated as, a carrier of some disease and should not be approached without proper PPE.
Okay.
I relayed information.
Okay.
To the local sheriff or state department. State, not state department. Mm-hmm. State law enforcement I contacted. So mm-hmm. We need a ABB on this individual.
Okay. Let's go check on the coroner.
Okay.
Man, I need a test. I need a test first.
Yeah. I run the test on. Yeah, on Gideon.
Heavy metals? I see.
No, yes. Of course.
Okay. Gideon does not have any heavy metals in his system.
Okay.
We should probably take a swab and run it for potential fungal infections.
Okay.
Yeah. I got biology.
Okay. Give me a biology check.
43 out of 50.
Okay. Gideon does have a fungal contaminant in his blood.
Okay. I'm putting you in a strict no battery diet, Agent Gideon.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Yes.
Yeah. What do I do? How do I get this out of me?
Dialysis, perhaps?
What's your medicine at?
Let's see here. My medicine is at 40.
Okay. The a fungus that thrives on heavy metals and high acidity. You can a treatment with an acid neutralizer and chelation therapy might work. There's also, let's see, so an acid neutralizer such as sodium bicarbonate.
Some Tums?
Well,
or baking soda.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What, you're just gonna inject that into my blood? I'm pretty sure that's not gonna go well.
No.
Well, figuring out the dosage would be tricky
because yeah.
This is an unknown type of fungus. I mean, you could also try antifungal medications, but you don't know if they would work either.
Yeah.
Are you telling Gideon?
Yes. I'm kind of just spitballing.
Okay.
Here, so,
Gideon, you kind of like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, great.
Yep. It's not a good feeling, but you know.
Yeah. How long until I start vomiting up and then dying?
Well, as long as you don't ingest any highly acidic material or
heavy metals, like
heavy metals, you should be fine, like batteries. So, for now, I would say I'm going to give you this thing of water, this gallon of water, and here's a thing of baking soda, and just keep drinking this for the time being.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, give me another medicine.
I start drinking it.
Give me a medicine check.
Fail.
Okay. Weirdly enough, you do not feel any better, Gideon.
Yay.
So at this point, it's like 7 o'clock in order to get that and to run the tests and do all that.
You should probably also test yourselves for fungal infection since you've only ever done
while we're here.
Saliva swab on yourselves. You haven't actually done a blood test.
Okay. So now it's 8 o'clock. The testing does not require a skill check. Both Sam Stevens and Daniel LeBeau are free of heavy metal and fungal contaminants.
Okay.
All right.
So let's do our rounds.
Okay.
Should we take a look at the coroner while it's night? Yeah. Let's go do a house call.
Okay. The house is dark. You get to his house. The lights are off. There's no car in the driveway. Of course, he does have a garage. His neighbor, the lights at his neighbor house are on.
Knock on the door.
No one answers.
Okay. Try calling his house one more time.
You don't hear any. He doesn't have a landline, so.
Okay. Okay.
You don't hear a cell phone inside the house.
Is it backyard, fenced in, unfenced in?
There's a backyard, not fenced in.
Okay. I'm going to take a look around back.
Lights are all out.
I assume I've had a flashlight, so I'm going to try to light through the windows. Anything?
No. Looks like a house.
Basement?
No basement, as far as you can tell.
Okay.
Back door is not unlocked, is it?
Back door is locked.
All right. One story, two story?
One story.
Doesn't look like he's here. Like, if I can, like, walk around the perimeter checking all of the windows.
Can we see into the garage or no?
No.
Okay.
A little criminology check to get his front door open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and roll.
63 out of 70.
Yeah. Pop it open. There is a faint, musky smell.
All right. Put those masks on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't even bother. I'm like, fuck it.
Okay. But we don't want to exacerbate your infection.
It's too late. They already got me.
Okay. You search through the house. His bathroom reeks of it. He obviously threw up in the bathroom and missed some. There's some substance on the rim. He's not here.
He's not here.
He's not here.
Okay. Gas stove?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Good to know. We need to dispose of this house.
Sam, give me a luck check.
Nope.
Okay. All of you can give me alertness checks.
That is a 26 out of 60.
I fail.
12 out of 50.
Okay, those of you who make it, you can see police lights. Police cars coming.
It's
okay, I'm U.S. Marshal. I can say probable cause. We'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
I am also an officer of the law. Like, I can also do the same thing.
You're an EPA.
Yeah. He's got better grounds.
Okay.
Does your jurisdiction cross state lines? I don't know what your jurisdiction's like. I don't know what you're able to operate, how you can operate.
The EPA.
I understand, but you have to be, I don't know what your assignments are like. Pretty sure marshals have a little bit more impunity than EPA officers.
A lot of it is wire fraud.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. See?
We thought some wire fraud was happening inside this.
They were frauding the wires, and so we came in on suspicion.
But yes. I mean, we need to keep them out of here for obvious health and safety reasons, so.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get our story and let's get our story straight. We were coming in here to do a wellness visit, based off of repeated days of missed work and a failure to contact, suspecting that the doctor had been infected by the same thing that the deputy had. Unresponsive to the door, we exercised our rights to enter, probable cause, and. This house is deemed contaminated, should not be entered by anyone until further notice, until it's been decontaminated.
Okay, who's going to sell that story to the cops that show up?
Do you want to take that, Gideon, or should I?
Yeah, if I can roll science environmental to sell that story.
You definitely cannot. This is definitely persuasion.
All right,
Stevens. Can I roll law? What's your law, Stevens?
It is persuasion. It is not law. These are beat cops. My persuasion
is also 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you do that. Stevens, show me the EPA law enforcement. Show me how good you are.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Roll persuasion.
96.
Okay.
God damn it.
Cop points his gun at you. They are going to take you in, all of you, for trespassing. He's not persuaded by this. Yeah. He is escalating.
How many of them are there?
There are two. Actually, no, there's just one. Yeah, it's a small town.
I pull out my U.S. Marshal badge. Like, do you really want to arrest a U.S. Marshal?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a... You can try persuasion. You could try persuasion, Gideon. That's it.
It's a fake badge. It's a fake badge. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I failed.
All right, you know, he doesn't care.
Fuck this. Pull out my gun and shoot him.
All right. Go ahead and make that shot check.
I missed on that roll.
Okay. You shoot at a local cop. You're attempted to violence. Yeah. This is escalating quickly. That's not good. Yeah, you're not doing well. So check off for violence there, Gideon. Sam. You're don't lose any sand from the gunshot. So LeBeau acted first because it was a surprise action. Gideon, so basically this is on the front yard of Halsey's house. And Halsey and Gideon has walked up to the guy, showing him the badge, so he's closest. The cop is by his car with his gun out, ordering all of you to stand down so he can arrest you for trespass, breaking and entering, trespassing. You know, a neighbor called it in. This is a suburban neighborhood, by the way. This is not like a country house. This is in town. That's what happened. So Gideon, you hear a shot from behind you. It hits the cop's car window. You're in melee range. The cop is going to react. You get to act first. What are you going to do, Gideon?
I'm in melee range of the cop, or I'm in melee range of LeBeau?
The cop.
Okay.
You went up to show him your badge.
Right.
You're not selling me out again.
Okay. I dive tackle the cop and try to restrain him.
All right, give me unarmed. He actually got a 46 out of 50. So he holds on to his gun and is pointing it at your temple. So he is yelling at all of you to stand down. Sam, what are you going to do?
I leave.
Okay. You just get in the car. Okay.
I am going to walk away from this before it gets any fucking worse.
Sam, don't you fucking run from this.
Are you just running or are you getting in the car?
I'm going to run through the backyard. Fuck this.
All right.
God damn it.
Give me dex times five.
That's a good
one. Or athletics. 50. Yeah.
93.
All right. You're still on the scene. You didn't critically fail. So you didn't like trip or anything, but you're still in range. So witnesses will see you leave. So as the gunshot is going out. So yeah, we're just going into combat. Let's take a look at everyone's dexes. Actually, yeah, LeBeau, you're first again.
Do I have a
Yeah, you could take a shot again. Yeah.
Try to shoot that cop.
Yeah.
I am currently holding him.
Well, the cop is holding me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can still shoot again.
Yeah, go for it, LeBeau. Fuck it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
At the miss.
Okay. You actually have a tied dex with the cop. So the cop is telling you to put your hands behind your head and surrender, or he's going to shoot you. So what do you do, James?
I put my hands behind my head and surrender so I don't get shot in the fucking head.
Okay. So you do that. And he turns his aim, to fire at LeBeau. Let's see. I think he misses that with that roll. Yep, he misses. So LeBeau, you've been shot at. The gun is no longer pointing at you. Yeah, new round. LeBeau, you're in a shootout with a local cop.
24 out of 60.
Okay, yeah. Go and roll damage.
2.
Okay. You shoot him in the ear. He screams and is going to return fire and misses again. It's turning into a regular shootout. So he's now focusing on LeBeau, Gideon. What are you going to do?
Fuck.
Sam, you are getting away now, but you can see there's people looking through the windows of the next house.
If he's not focusing on me, I'm just going to go to I'm going to go for like a double leg sweep. I'm just going to grab his legs from underneath him and drop him.
All right, yeah, he already acted this round, so go and roll unarmed.
I rolled an ought one.
Okay, that's crit. Were you trying to grapple or do damage?
I'm trying to get him on the ground and
grapple him.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
A combination of both if possible, but I'm trying to restrain him forcibly.
Yeah, you are restraining him forcibly. With a crit, he doesn't. I'll just say as a bonus, he drops his gun. This is taking place in seconds. Sam, you're just running. New round, LeBeau, what are you gonna do?
Barrel against the head, pull the trigger.
Okay. Gideon, are you going to do anything to stop LeBeau?
And I am not, and I don't think I'm as fast as LeBeau is.
Well, LeBeau is walking forward, jogging up with the gun. You can try to ask him what he's doing or do something, because he's wanting to not, like, he wants to put it against his temple, right? He's not shooting at range, so you have time.
Hey, LeBeau, would you like to make the situation worse or better?
I've already cut off his ear. There's not a way to make this better.
Fuck me.
You want to make this better? Go wire up that stove or burn this house down.
Hey, officer, what's your name?
My name is Timothy. I'm Tim Wilder. Please don't kill me. Don't
kill me. Family?
Yes, I have a fiance.
What's her name?
Her name is Stephanie.
All right, LeBeau, you still cool with this? This motherfucker is a person. This is a person. You can't just go around shooting people.
Oh, am I? And I shoot him.
Okay. Yeah. He presses the gun up against Timothy Wilder's head. So Gideon, unless you want to use violence against LeBeau, he's going to do that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll try and use violence against LeBeau.
Okay.
Move to tackle LeBeau now.
Okay.
I got a 35 out of 60.
Okay.
Can I attempt to dodge?
Yeah, you won't be able to shoot this round, but yeah.
All right. Try to dodge.
Mm-hmm.
I do not dodge.
Okay. Yeah. Gideon, before, as he's, you time it just right, You let go of Wilder, shove him aside, and then tackle LeBeau. LeBeau is not expecting it, and you manage to grapple him. It's not a critical, so he still has the gun, but the gun is pointing, you know, off into the air. You have a good pin on him. Sam, what's your game plan, by the way? Is it to
Sam, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think I am just trying to get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're just running.
Out for an evening jog. I think I want to get back in contact with Kincaid and tell them that LeBeau is just shooting people and he needs to be taken off this case immediately.
All right, so you're trying to establish contact with Kincaid. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Next round. Gideon, you're holding LeBeau. LeBeau, what are you going to do? Timothy is, boy, what is he doing? He is.
Yeah, what is he doing?
He is not handling this well. He is in shock. He doesn't know what to do. As the two men are grappling with each other. So he is scrambling to get up. Yeah, he's scrambling to get up.
James.
Yeah.
I'll ask you once, James. Please get off of me.
I'm reaching for my handgun.
Okay.
Can I pistol whip him?
It would be an opposed unarmed check. So you could just eat the unarmed, the pistol whip. Well, let's see what you roll for. So go and roll, LeBeau.
I rolled a... Oh, you roll for...
Yeah.
All right. 32 out of 30, so now it's a fail. Okay.
Yeah, so he's ineffectually trying to break free of your grapple. Now, if you take out the gun, you can shoot him this round, but you won't be grappling him anymore. And you won't get the point blank bonus because you're...
I don't want to shoot him. I just want the gun out. So there's equal shows of force here now.
Okay. Yeah. You get the gun out.
The psychopath isn't the only one with a gun right now.
Yeah. You both have guns and you're both grappling with each other. So you're wrestling around. Timothy Wilder is actually going into his car. Yeah. He's trying to get something from his car. That would be actually the logical thing to do. So yeah. Next round, LeBeau. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to escalate?
Do I notice that the officer has gone to his car?
Yeah, he stood up and is reaching into his car.
He's grabbing something from his car, James.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Someone let him go.
Someone shot him in the fucking ear. I imagine this guy's hearing this exchange between these two people wrestling on the ground, just like, has no fucking clue what to think of the world anymore.
I'm going to say that he got part of his ear shot off, so he's not hearing much of anything.
True, probably not.
That's true. So,
I'm trying to break out of this grapple. I do not.
Okay. James, what are you going to do?
I'm going to proceed to continue holding him down.
Okay.
I don't want to kill this guy. I don't want the cop to die.
Okay. So, Timothy Wilder gets shotgun out of his car.
Fuck me.
And points it in both of your general directions, and tells both of you to put the pistols down and lie face down on the ground. So, LeBeau, it's your action. Are you going to
also keep... in your court?
Yeah.
I'm the one being grappled, so...
You can stop resisting and follow and comply if you want.
Yeah, I guess at this point I want to live, so I drop my gun.
Okay. All right. Gideon, are you also going to comply?
Yeah, I reach over and slide his gun away from him and then toss my gun as well.
Okay. Yeah, you can hear sirens. Sam, you can hear sirens as well. Kincaid tells you to evade. I can hear sirens. Can you hotwire a car?
Oh boy, I sure as hell can't.
You need to get out of there first. Avoid arrest. You can't do anything if you're arrested. Yeah, if your cover's blown, you need to get out of town. Get everything. And get out of there. I will deal with them separately and find out what's going on. So
okay, I will try and get a vehicle, and I guess I will head towards Devil's Tower. That seems like the only thing I can really do in town or away from town.
What about the Oakland?
Actually,
Pit.
Can I say Oakland Pit? Can I head towards the Oakland Pit?
Yeah. So Sam, how are you going to get a vehicle? Because it's a long way to walk to get back to your hotel.
Let me see.
I'd say it's the 8th. Let's see what timeline it, let's see what day that is. That is Wednesday. It's about 7 p.m. Car rental places are probably, there are two vehicles. I imagine you only took one vehicle to the house because you all drove together.
Can I just like try and flag down, like get into a little bit more populated like area and like try and flag down like a taxi or an Uber or something?
Give me a stealth or an athletics check to evade and get into another area. It'll take you some time to get there.
All right.
But, you know, there were eyewitnesses who say there was a third person there who ran. So they're going to be searching the neighborhood at least.
Fuck. I'm not using this fucking dice parser anymore.
Oh, is that a crit failure?
Yes, that was a 33 out of 30 for stealth.
Okay. Oh, I said athletics would work too. Or desktop.
Yeah, I don't have athletics. Nope. Athletics is 50, yes.
Okay, so that's a crit fail, or crit success then, if it's athletics.
Yes, that would
so be. You're very fast. You're, for some reason, adrenaline's pumping through your system, and you get out of sight before the cops search the neighborhood and close it off, because they're searching for a third person. You get to the, you cross a major street, but no one notices or pays attention, and you get into the parking lot of a big box store. And you realize you can just call an Uber at this point. You're like, 10 blocks away, probably.
All right. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the two of you are booked for breaking and entering, attempted murder, assault on an officer, just a litany of felonies. The sheriff visits each of you. So first, LeBeau. You're taken into a windowless one-way mirrors in their interrogation room, and the sheriff gets in there, and he is just, now this is technically a city offense, but they let me in here because, we talk to each other. You shot a cop, and, for no real reason after you're breaking into the coroner's home. He's in the hospital. With something. Something's wrong with him. The doctors are doing their best. But you shot a cop. And there's witnesses. So I got you. You're going to prison for a long time.
I don't say anything.
But you tell me what's really going on. Something's wrong with Christina. Something's wrong with Christina. Something's wrong with her body. Something's wrong with the coroner. Something's wrong with all these people. Something's making people sick, and I want to know what's going on. If you don't say anything, well, then you're going to be in prison the rest of your life. You're going to be in prison a long time. No? Nothing?
We tried to explain why we were there.
You didn't say shit.
But your deputy didn't listen.
Well, the deputy is getting treated right now, and he says you just started shooting. Doesn't matter. What's making these people sick?
He was going to book us, despite Gideon having jurisdiction over the matter.
You don't have jurisdiction. You don't have jurisdiction on shit. This is local. You don't have a search warrant. You don't have an arrest warrant. Halsey's sick. You won't say what. Why is he sick? What's he sick with? All right. Well,
yep.
Enjoy prison. So he leaves. Gideon, sheriff comes in. You want to tell me what's making all these people sick?
I have no idea.
Well, I think you do. Why are you breaking into the coroner's home?
To determine what was making these people sick.
Well, he's in the hospital now.
Mm-hmm. I reckon I'll probably be heading out my way myself here shortly.
Oh, you're sick?
I think we all are. I think anyone who had any contact with any of this stuff might be.
Well, maybe your friend's sick, and that's
the thing. I told you, I've already told you, that the deputy, the one that started this whole case, he was under some sort of influence, some sort of mind control. I'm telling you, this shit makes people crazy. It makes people do things they're not in control of. I think that's what LeBeau did. I tried to stop him. you will remember, and I hope that officer gets the story straight, I did save that officer's life that came and arrested us. I prevented this from getting out of hand. I kept LeBeau from killing him. LeBeau, I don't think he's right in the head. I think he might be infected. I know I'm infected. We already tested for it. And in fact, if we need to test anyone who's in that fucking sheriff's department of yours, too.
Infected with what?
Exactly. That's the question. And if you keep sending people after us and keep arresting us, we're trying to figure this out. It's not going to get figured out, and it's only going to get worse.
You just break into someone's home, and people don't know that. They just call the cops. They
see some city cops should have listened to me when I flashed a U.S. Marshal badge and said, hey, this was on probable cause. We need to investigate a potential threat. And he didn't listen. He pulled a gun out. And so I can't account for LeBeau's actions, but for what took place after that, I took the best course possible and prevented a tragedy from taking place in that neighborhood.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. You two are, you're not giving the sheriff anything. He, says, well, let me mull this over then. But I know you know more than what you're telling me. So, actually, yeah, both of you are brought into a holding cells, and both of you can see, Sergeant, Hayes. In a nearby cell.
It's gone.
He doesn't look too well.
You feeling Hayes?
Oh god. Something's wrong with me.
Yep. Tried to tell you all that early on and it just got out of hand. Sorry you got wrapped up in all this, man.
So he's moaning and he has a couple cellmates, you know, these are big holding cells. Both of you are in separate cells. There's like six cells. Each one has a couple people in there. Both of you are across the hall from him, but you're watching him moan. Meanwhile, Stevens. Yeah, calling Kincaid.
I want to actually, yes, I do want to call Kincaid and let them know, hey, this is what happened. And then I want to contact the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I just want to give him an address and a time to meet me at the Oakland pit.
You want to have who meet you at the Oakland pit?
The sheriff.
The sheriff?
The head sheriff, yes.
Okay. So you call up Sheriff Potter.
Yes, I just literally, like, the moment I hear his voice, I tell him Oakland Pit, like, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. And then hang up.
So, by the way, do you have, you do have athletics training?
Yes.
Okay. And you do have hazmat training. You have the training to don underwater hazmat suits and use them.
Okay.
Yeah. So
do I have that equipment?
I will say you know that there is one. You know where to get one. The local EPA office has them.
Okay. Is the local EPA office open this late?
No, but you know who has the keys to it. You also know that the military base back where you had your briefing would have them too. Or the hospital. Actually, no, the hospital would not have it. But yeah, the EPA would. Yeah. The military base would. Probably the sheriff's office, actually. You could ask the sheriff to bring you an underwater hazmat suit.
I feel like that's going to go over real well. I might as well. I might as well try and shoot my shot. I call him back.
Okay.
I feel like for the film adaptation of this, I would just tell him to bring that with him to the site at the same time as my first call and not have this weird double phone call business.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. He actually says, all right. Yeah. You can give me a human check.
Oh, he is totally gonna try and fuck me over. 11. That's a critical success.
You realize that the sheriff, at this point, you know, Multiple people have died under mysterious circumstances. You're guessing Halsey is at the hospital. So he knows something really bad is happening. And now you're asking for an underwater hazmat suit at the Oakland Pit.
Yes.
He's going to want answers. He's going to.
Yes, I will tell him that you want answers. I'll give you answers. I need you here alone with this equipment.
Yeah. You think he's actually going to do it.
Okay.
So you're getting all that ready. You have a chance to skim some of the notes and the hard drive a little bit.
What's the sheriff's name by the way?
His last name is Potter for sure. I think it's Eric Potter. Let me double check.
Okay.
It is sheriff's office. Leo Potter, actually. Yeah.
Leo Potter. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah. Gideon. So as you're getting all this ready, Gideon LeBeau, I mean, I'll say this for free. Yeah, both of you realize your options are either to hope that the program comes through and gets you out, or you get out on your own. Sergeant Eric Hayes is sick, has already puked in the toilet once, and you notice he is eating something. He is actually chiseling out part of the concrete walls and taking little nibbles out of the stuff that he chisels out.
Call for the guard on duty.
Mm-hmm.
Inform him on the infection status of the sergeant. Say I need to speak with the medical officer on duty. I know how to possibly cure him of his symptoms.
Okay. The guard comes, looks at him, and says, and then just goes back without saying anything. He is obviously going to report this first before he does anything else. And but yeah, the other inmate looks very worried, or the other, you know, person in Sergeant Hayes's cell looks very worried, is trying to stay away from him. So Hayes kind of looks around, sort of confused, is like, oh, huh. Guard, I need to go to the hospital. The guard comes back. Two guards come in as Hayes collapses on the floor of the cell, and they open it up, clearly going to transport him. When they open up the cell, one of the guards reaches in to pick up Hayes. Hayes vomits in his face with surprising speed. Grabs the baton, shoves the guard back, and strikes the other guard in the face. The guard slams up against Gideon's cell, you know, the bars of his cell. Yeah, are either of you doing anything?
Yeah, I reach for, if I can see if I can grab keys off of his belt loop or something.
Okay, give me, unarmed or dex times 5.
32 out of 60 for unarmed.
Okay, yeah, you grab the keys. As the, Hayes is making, an escape attempt, has clearly, you know, contaminated, well, at least one guard and one other prisoner, but he is moving with a cold, methodical deliberation. I must go to the call. And, Hayes just, you know, grabs, the weapon and the keys, from the guard he puked on and leaves. There's not that many guards here because this is, you know, a city of 30,000 people. So Gideon, you unlock your cell. Hayes doesn't seem to care. He's already walking out.
Is there anything on the ground? Does one of those officers have a firearm that he knocked over?
No, the jailers don't have guns in the cells. They have batons.
That's smart. Cool.
And pepper spray.
Can I grab a baton?
Yeah. Hayes took one. There were two guards. So you can grab pepper spray and a baton. Yeah.
I don't think the pepper spray is going to do anything. I'm going to go to town. Let's do it with the baton.
What are you doing with the baton? You're attacking Hayes?
Hell yes. I'm not letting him go.
LeBeau, are you going to try?
Is there a cop or a different cop within reach of me? Or obviously there's, well, no, because Baz already has the keys. Gideon already has the keys. So
yeah,
I'm just sitting there quietly and watching.
Gideon, Yeah, you're kind of stuck. I mean, not Gideon. LeBeau, you're kind of stuck unless...
Okay. Yeah, I can't really do anything currently.
As I'm making my way to Hayes, I toss the keys through his bars.
Okay. All right. So, Lord, yeah.
Damn the consequences.
Yeah. Hayes is not good. Yeah, so you can make a charge with your baton, so that's a melee weapon. And yeah, you can attack him.
Ooh, 46 out of 50. Four.
Four. Okay. You strike him across the back. He staggers backward. Not in great shape. There is a trickle of vomit from him. And he is going to attack you. Let's see here. And fails miserably. LeBeau, you get out this round.
Yep.
In the next round, let's see here. Gideon. You get to go. You're going to be attacking at the same time. You both have dex of 11. So,
yes. Odd 5.
Okay. He rolls a 44. So, he knocks your baton away and, strikes you in the face. You're bleeding. You can definitely feel blood on your face now. Strikes you solidly. You're still up, though. You've been disarmed, and he hit you. So
shining for guards.
Okay.
Armed guards, guns.
So, there are people. No one immediately responds. It seems like those two guards are the only one on shift right now. So, LeBeau, you catch up. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say grab the pepper spray as I'm exiting the cells as well. I'm going to try to unarmed combat and grab him before he can flee.
Okay.
Grab him from behind.
Go and give me an unarmed combat.
15 out of 40.
Okay. You do grab him. He already used his action to attack. So, you grab him from behind. New round. Let's see here. Gideon, what are you going to do?
I guess I'll assist in unarmed combating him to the ground.
Okay.
I got 58 or 56 out of 60.
Okay. Between the two of you, you both pin him down. He's on the ground totally helpless. Between the two of you. Well, he'll try and resist. And he gets a 9, but that's not enough to beat that, let alone. So, LeBeau, what are you going to do?
Get that baton.
Okay. You get the baton from him. You can see, though, that you can give me an alertness check.
14 out of 60.
Yeah, his stomach starts, like, his whole abdomen and chest areas start, like, seizing up, and you can see this sort of bulge in his abdomen area start moving upwards up his body.
He's gonna pop move away from him.
Okay, yeah, give me a dodge check, both of you.
That's a failure.
Okay.
3, I succeed, or 5.
All right. Yeah. You get under a desk away. You do not, LeBeau. Yeah, however, you're still already infected there. Go ahead and give me a con times 5 check, Gideon.
34 out of 65.
Okay. Okay. Nothing happens to you. You are hit with the spray of liquid there, LeBeau. It's not going great. You think you got most of it off you, but yeah. You're definitely infected. So the only question is, there are people now. You can hear them in the distance of the building moving towards you as you're both getting up. Are you going to try and flee, or are you going to stand your ground and explain what happened?
Is he alive still?
You don't know. You'd have to go back and check on he looks bad. Like, all this stuff came out of him. This huge eruption, this geyser of, like, gut material, just this disgusting ooze. The smell is very intense. The musky smell is very intense. It's all over him. He looks in bad shape, but it's hard to tell if he is alive or dead.
Well, I need to flee because I'm assuming I am now infected, and I need to get to our friendly doctor at the military base.
Okay.
So,
give me a dex times 5.
Time to leg it.
Or athletics, whatever's higher.
Dex is higher, mm-hmm. So I rolled a 27 out of 65, so
okay.
I'm cheesing it.
Okay. So a 27 out of 65. All right, so you get out of the building, or you're running. Gideon, what about you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I guess I go and check and see how the other two officers are doing. They got fucked up in the holding cell area.
Okay. You stay behind. You get put back in a holding cell.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, actually, they take you to a hospital. They're going to put you in handcuffs. You're going to the local hospital.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, so any of you that got vomited on should probably be here too.
Gideon, there is a cop car you can drive away in. There are LeBeau.
Yeah.
LeBeau. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay. So yeah, LeBeau's driving back to Great Falls, covered in vomit, in fragments of vomit. So we continue on with
as the story continues.
Yes, the story continues somehow. So Sam, you're at the Oakland Pit. It is only a few kilometers from town. You know, it is a stinking lake in a limestone hole over, a kilometer across. That the maximum depth is over 300 meters. The greenish water is tainted by copper, cadmium, arsenic, and sulfuric acid. But it is after hours that it has been made into a tourist thing. There's a viewing platform. You can smell it, but it is safe to observe. You can give me a biology check to understand the notes.
Biology. 69. No.
Okay. You have no. Oh, actually, do you have the swim skill?
Swim? No, I have it at base 20%.
Okay. You know how to put on an underwater hazmat suit, but you're not like very good at it. And you don't understand the notes. You have incomplete notes. You don't know exactly where the sample is. Whatever they placed in this pit. You do know that they placed the sample. You don't know what it is. You don't know where it is. You don't know how big it is. But you know it's there somewhere in this very wide pit. Yeah. But the sheriff shows up. And he looks at you. He's like, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, I guess I do. We believe there's something in this pit that is largely responsible for most of the sickness that's going on around here. That's what we could determine, at least. It gets tied back into Benthic. I don't know if they put it here, if they found it here, or what, but that's what I need.
No, you know they put it here. Like, they okay. put a sample in here. That is what McCaslin's notes and research indicates. You don't know where they got the sample from, but they put something in the pit, something that would thrive in the pit.
Okay. So, Benthic seems to have found something, some sort of organism that would thrive in an environment like this. Something that would thrive off of heavy metals and acidic environment, an extremophile or something along those lines. That seems to have jumped from here to, from what we can tell, potentially from here to one of their people, and then from one of their people to Jacobs and B. beyond. So the sicknesses that have been going around have been an infection of sort that started here.
Okay. So you say you know where this thing is? You can find it?
It's in here somewhere. It might take me some time, but I can probably find it, yeah.
Okay. You don it. You realize you're not very well trained. But yeah. You put it on. Give me athletics at half, because you don't have swim trained.
My athletics is 50, so that'd be 25 is my skill currently.
All right, so you're getting exhausted, okay. And it's very, so you can make one search check with this, but yeah.
Okay. Search check, fucking bot, 19 out of my full search, correct?
Or yeah, you yeah, yeah. You do have your full search.
Okay, so that's 19 out of 50.
Okay. So, let's see here. So you find it, unfortunately, this is a pit with a lot of sharp edges. And
great.
You catch something on your suit. You cut into it, and obviously the polluted water is leaking into your suit. That is not great. Your heart starts racing. You start, what do you do? But you do see something, a big uneven lump of weird colored fungus. It's changing colors, in the distance. Oh boy. And, it's just there in the distance. But when you tear your suit, but you're also, it's hooked into your flesh. So you, can try and make a dex times five check to pull it out carefully.
All right, let's try that. And every other roll I try on this bot does not respond. 24 out of 50.
Okay, you're definitely bleeding. Your suit is leaking, but you know, you pull it out of you.
Okay.
So, and you see
I think.
In the distance. Okay. So what are you going to do?
I think I need to surface first.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like straight up as I can,
mm-hmm.
to kind of get my bearings for where I'm at in the pit.
Yeah.
And then I want to get the shore to decontaminate and take a look at my wound.
Okay. You look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you focus on that.
I'm going to ask the sheriff to just, like, if he can find a hose with clean water or something, yeah. Just fucking spray me off while I'm doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that you should go to a hospital and go through heavy metal treatments like now just because of the pit. But like, yeah, if you want to be safe, but like you've located the thing, you uh-huh. saw it. And
okay, here's a question.
Sure.
Would Gideon have left any thermite grenades?
Yeah,
they're on the trunk of the car along with the rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It yeah. is underwater, by the way. It is like 20 or 30 meters down.
I yes.
mean, oh, you could see
there's it. Also, yeah. There's also two fragmentation grenades of my own in there. So if you need those,
okay. Good.
Go for it.
Good. Thanks, buddy. Good to know.
I got your back.
Okay. Yeah. I want to, I'm not going to the hospital yet. I want to clean off as much as possible. Repair the suit and like patch myself up.
Do you have any not training in repairing hazmat suits? I would actually say, yeah, you could use biology or chemistry to do that because that's hazmat training to patch a suit.
Sure. Every other. Nope, that doesn't. That's an 81.
Okay, you do not. Actually, no, you think you do.
Because, I mean, all I was thinking about was just
wrapping some duct tape. Yeah, okay, yeah. You do that, you know that's only going to delay it. Like,
yeah.
You're definitely putting yourself at risk. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to strap some thermite grenades to me and give the sheriff a look and then swim back out there.
Do you have... Okay, yeah. Do you have demolitions or heavy weapons?
No, I do not.
Okay. you can give me athletics at half.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to like swim out and drop it on top of the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to swim above the mess and like, because I don't think thermite, do thermite grenades like explode? I figured they just burn.
They ignite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't stop until they're done.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, it's underwater. Yeah, I mean, it is putting grenades on there. Yeah. Just pulling the pin. Yeah. Give me athletics at half. Did you?
28. So that's three over my half.
You drop the grenade, or you don't get it on top of it. You pull the pin and drop it above the strange glowing fungus. And it just sinks into the pit. Yeah. Well, you were unsuccessful.
Can I try another one?
Yeah. You can get closer too.
Sure.
Okay. Give me one more athletics at half.
Okay. First one doesn't count. 23. That is two under.
All right. Yeah. You, let's see here, you managed to get above it. Now give me an int, roll. What's your intelligence score?
An int times 5 is 60 for me.
60. All right. You need a 30 or less to time this right.
18.
Oh, okay. So you managed to pull the pin and drop it over it without it lights up. Your suit starts leaking again. And yeah, you managed to get away. You put the thermite over it and it starts melting it. It's too bright for you to see. Yeah. You get up. Out of there. Yeah. You don't feel great.
No, I do not. I tell the sheriff, like, as soon as I get on shore to, like, take me to the hospital immediately.
Okay. Yeah, with that, so LeBeau, you get back to the military base, and we'll deal with you next. But Gideon and Sam wind up at the same hospital. Both of you, the hospital is actually, sort of quarantined. Actually, not sort of, it is quarantined. A FBI bioterrorism task force moves in, as multiple people, get sick at the hospital. The CDC, let's see, the FBI's weapons of mass destruction operations, is called in, operations unit, a team comes in to quarantine the entire hospital, and it gets in the news, as a case of, contamination or possible bioterrorism. Yeah, you're there for a lengthy stay, as both of you are, well, clearly infected. From one thing or the other. So we will deal with that now. So both of you give me another con times 5 check.
Con times 5. That's not bad at all. That's...
I got a 49 out of 65.
A 97 out of 65.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. That's not good.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, you get fevers, headaches. You start to desire heavy metals, to consume them. You start having vivid and bizarre hallucinations. You desire to go up. You try and escape and get onto the roof of the hospital. And you have dreams of creatures of light coming down from the sky, speaking of incomprehensible truths. So let's see. But you made it there, Gideon?
Yeah, I passed mine.
Okay. So you are cured. It takes some time. I'm sort of simplifying this, but Stevens, give me another con times five check as you start getting treated as well by the expert.
63 out of 65.
Okay. So you start responding to treatment. And let's just see if you survive.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, at the very least, the cadmium exposure, you don't have to worry about cancer until at least like 4 or 5 years.
From now. Yeah. So, all right, give me one more con times five check.
55 out of 65.
Okay.
That's a critical success.
You live through the immediate treatment. Give me one luck check.
Fuck off.
This is...
6.
Okay. You do not develop you do not get cancer from being exposed to all the waters of the pit. So
not immediately, at least.
No, not at all. Like you like if you'd failed that check, you would have developed cancer within 5 years.
Okay.
Unfortunately, LeBeau, you were brought into you're told to go to a safe house outside the town of Great Falls, outside the military base, and to wait for treatment. Give me an alertness check.
Oh, boy. I failed that. 62 out of 60.
Okay. So you're waiting in the safe house. Are you going to follow orders and stay in the safe house?
Yeah, I mean, I've committed several crimes at this point, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I'm infected, and I don't want to spread it amongst the base, so... yeah.
Okay, so you don't hear the person sneaking up on you, they drug you. That a routine case of environmental contamination from a company that has shut down operations, the Benthic Company... you took the sample and decided to get revenge on your coworkers, it got out of hand. So you're the bioterrorist. Unfortunately, you committed suicide before you were apprehended. That's how they explain, you know, all of the violence that has happened and all the sickness. You had access to the samples. You were able to spread it. You were able to infect other people. Daniel LeBeau is turned into another disgruntled worker who wanted to take it out on the world. And the Benthic Company disappears. There are some reports of a disturbance at Devil's Tower, a park ranger was attacked, of course UFO sighters report seeing lights, at the tower in a few days, on the 11th. But yeah, Britton McCaslin is never found. Yeah, probably... 12 people get sick and half of them die in the mostly other hospital and staff, people who were exposed to Christina Jacob and treating you and Sergeant Hayes. But that was extremophilia. You Sam, you actually do get, you did find the source. And let's see here. So you actually know that you stopped one source of the contamination. So you get, you feel a little better about that.
Yay.
And, James Gideon, you also feel better about that. So.
Do I get exonerated for all the shit that went down?
Yep. It's all pinned on LeBeau.
My career is intact and I'm still alive.
Yeah. That is extreme ophelia.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Just shooting local cops in public places is bad.
LeBeau did his service to the country.
He did.
His service to the program. So I think me and Stevens are going to share a drink in the memory of LeBeau.
Yeah.
Share a drink in the detox ward. They pump out the cadmium from my bloodstream.
Yeah. So the you missed the big confrontation at the Devil's Tower, which was a whole thing. McCaslin, you could have found him if he it just took him a couple days to get there. At there he summoned the Star People and just disappeared. But you know, you could have tried to ambush him or stopped him or blew mm-hmm. up, you know, the star people, of course, the fungi from Yuggoth.
We had cops to shoot in the air. We had more important things to do.
You did have cops to shoot.
Yeah.
And you did get the sample destroyed, barely. At great personal risk. I did screw up on underwater hazmat suits are actually a lot harder to get. So,
Yeah.
I missed that. They are only available at the Benthic Company, or you would have had to get them from like Denver. It would have taken days to get them. But let's see here. Any questions about the scenario?
No.
Okay.
That was amazing. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's one of those scenarios I've always had like available to me that I've never even like really gone through more. I just like the artwork for it. The artwork's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen the famous Star People picture, the painting that Dennis Detweiler did. It's a really cool painting.
Yeah, I have that as one of my wallpapers.
Nice.
Yeah. McCaslin just can sense where the Star People tape is and just zeroes in on it. Doesn't matter where you go, he will find it. Has an ability to hypnotize people. So that was why Baz got. And you did get infected at the apartment at the condo. And obviously the pit, you know, having the water leak in just automatically infects you. Because the pit water is obviously contaminated. You kept it from spreading to the groundwater.
That's good. I mean, the only stuff I have to say can be said off air.
Okay.
Not bad or anything.
We got some banter we need to get through here in a second.
Benthic is a offshoot of March Technologies. If you kept digging into them, they would have told you to stop researching the company itself. They got away. They got all the data. You could have tried. It's possible to stop them, but it's hard. If you just gone in there and shot everybody, that would have probably been better, but they had a lot of security there, obviously. They have a sample at the lab, which they transfer to another facility, and they just keep on, they'll do it somewhere else. Because it's a cure for everything. They can use it to it makes people better because you know the fungus starts growing in you and replacing everything. And,
Yep.
Good times. Thank you so much for playing. You can find links to Good Brews, Bad Views, Max's podcast, you know, who played Daniel LeBeau, Also, Baz is on Twitch at Future Wolfington, and Noah does a Thinking Too Hard About Anime, the podcast, and we'll have show notes or links to that in the show notes. Check out their shows, check out their streams, and thank you so much for listening, and we'll be seeing you at another night at the opera in the future. We'll talk to you later. Bye.